The fire last Friday started in a boiler room at WRR Environmental Services and spread to tanks of chemicals that exploded. Department of Natural Resources spokesman Dave White says 700,000 gallons of water were sprayed on the fire. Now, an analysis of the runoff that went into a wetland area reveals 11 chemicals.
Fortunately, the runoff went into an area that was an already contaminated area where a cleanup is already in progress and where monitoring wells were already in existence.
This cleanup, White says, will make the process that's been underway for 20 years even longer.
It'll be decades.
Because of the ongoing cleanup, White says the DNR does not believe private wells in the region will be jeopardized.
We have a pretty good handle on where the groundwater flows and, in addition, how fast it flows. And we know pretty much where the private water supply wells are.
The company collects industrial waste like cleaning solvents and paint thinners and turns them into useful products. White says most of what burned up in the very hot fire last week did not create an air quality problem since it was alcohol. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.